Hello there, this is Tim, and you're listening to An Idiot with a Laptop. Why? Because I'm an idiot, and I have a laptop, and I'm making this podcast. Welcome to episode number 4. Today's date is July 20th, 2012. It is currently 9:15 p.m. local time here in Utah. And the music you're going to hear today in the background is from Olivia Newton-John. I picked 3 of my favorites of hers, all kind of slow. The first one is Magic, followed by A Little More Love, and Suddenly. And don't quote me on this, but I do believe all 3 of them are from... No, the first and the third song are from the movie Xanadu. Let's start out with a little update. Well, let's see. Last time I updated with I don't remember what I did last time, but I have updated the platform with which I record and edit my podcast, and as I purchased a Mac Mini the other day, and along with that, I purchased a 26-inch television to help, so I have a nice big screen to look at while I'm editing and recording, and it was a Father's Day gift from myself and the rest of the family. Yeah, what the hell. You know, the Apple Store was real nice to have this ready for me for pickup when I got there. Well, this is podcast number 4, and you're all probably wondering, what have I done to advertise? Well, let's see. I've told 3 people. Ooh, 3 people. The first one's my wife, obviously. You know, on my march to fame and fortune, I might as well let her, you know that I'm going on this march. Because, you know, she'll reap the rewards of my success later down the line, I'm sure. I told my son, and he got a laugh. Didn't know whether he was laughing because I was making an attempt at doing this or laughing because he didn't think I could. Well, and also told a co-worker at Walmart. Her name is Vicky. And I even asked her to be on the show one day. So maybe soon you'll hear her and get to know my friend Vicky as well. Well, I originally recorded this podcast, and I put it on Podomatic, which automatically transfers to iTunes, and hopefully you're picking it up on Podomatic.com or iTunes, doesn't matter which. I wanted to see what my rankings were. Well, let's see. Out of all the podcasts that are on that show, or on that site, overall I am number 42,891. Eh, not bad. I don't know how many people are out there. Probably 42,891, so that probably makes me dead last. But in the overall comedy section, if you want to count this as a comedy for content or the fact that I'm trying to do a podcast, I am 1,186 on the list. I'm going to try to keep track of this and see where it's heading. I guess at first it's going to go down before it goes up, if it ever does go up. Oh, and last week, remember I told you I used the music of Boston? And I threw out there that maybe it was one of the highest debuting albums from a rock band ever. Well, I did some research. In my research, I went to Wikipedia. Sometimes the best place to start, sometimes not. But according to this is I'm going to quote this from this Wikipedia site. Boston is the debut album by American rock band Boston, released in July 1976 on Epic Records. It peaked at number 3 on the Billboard 200 and has been certified as selling 17 times platinum by the Recording Industry Association of America in 2003. The album is the second best-selling debut album of all time in the United States after Guns N' Roses' Appetite for Destruction, which, of course, went on to 18 times platinum. Wow. You know, to think it is 2012, and we are, what, 26 years from when... No, 36 years from when Boston came out, and it's still the number 2 best debuting album. I mean, if you've heard that album, you'd have to agree. That was some damn good work back then. And, of course, Appetite for Destruction is a really good album, too, if you're into the metal scene. I have that album as well, and not a bad song on that track. Oh, right now, background, let me turn it up a little bit. You can hear Olivia in probably my favorite song of hers, A Little More Love. just love her voice in this album. In fact, I'm debating whether or not to take my wife to go see her in concert this summer. She's supposed to be appearing in a local amphitheater here later this summer. I might check it out. Well, on to some other topics. As I may have said in the past, I do work two jobs. One's for Walmart and one's for a certain federal military installation here in Utah. I don't know if I could say a name out loud or not, but you know, you can look it up. Pretty sure you can deduct which one it is. And you ever wonder, when you work for bosses, whether it's for government, even sometimes in the private sector, you know, sometimes you get some bosses that are real douchebags. And by that I mean, they get this God complex where they just make up rules, and all of a sudden they're like lawyers, and they come up with rules and papers for you to sign acknowledging that you understand the policies, such forth. And it gets me wondering, do these guys grow up thinking, I'm going to be that kind of boss where I'm just a complete douche to my employees, where I'm just going to, you know, tell it how it is, and I'm going to make them conform to my will? Well, maybe you have. I'm sure many people who read comic strip Dilbert would agree that maybe they've come across a boss or two like that. Unfortunately, I don't want to give the guy's name out, because knowing my luck, he'll find out and throw a slander lawsuit against me. Of course, there are so many bosses out there, you know. I could throw a whole list of names out there. Well, as I told you, this is the year 2012. We're in June, which means we're about July, August, September, October, November. 5 months. Less than 5 months away from presidential election. You know, it seems like this thing has been going on for the last 2 years. And almost as soon as the guy's elected and put in office, his competitors are already lining up ready to put him out of office for his second term. And I'm talking, of course, you know, President Obama. It looks like his leading contender will be Mitt Romney, former Governor Mitt Romney. And he does have a big Utah connection with having been the head of the Salt Lake Organizing Committee for the 2002 Winter Olympic Games. He, in fact, actually turned the games around after a big scandal involved there. So, you know, he does have some real-world experience in turning things around. But, you know, you hear in the news all the things bickering back and forth. Is Obama really a U.S. citizen? Is Mitt Romney, you know, what's his Mormon religion going to do in this case? And, you know, whether they're talking about abortion, immigration, legalizing drugs, the economy, the wars, you know, you kind of get sick of it. And you just wonder, is there anyone else out there? And I always thought, what characters from the films and television and, you know, science fiction and fantasy would you like to just throw in there and vote for? Well, first one that came to mind was, you're going to laugh. You remember Caesar? Chimpanzee? Planet of the Apes? Excellent movie. The very first one back in the 60s, and also the Rise of the Planet of the Apes that came out in 2011, I believe. Excellent films. Well, I always wondered, you know, that guy was pretty smart, and if you know, from the original in the 60s, if you watch the sequels, you know, he went on and he started a society after mankind basically went to hell. And hey, maybe he'll do some good in this time and day and age. And then also, what are some other fictional characters that you would like to see as presidents? Well, if you've not seen it on the internet now, you can look it up for Spock for president. They have him, basically his face photomatted on Obama's body. He's holding up his hand doing the Vulcan, you know, signal, live long and prosper, the, you know, the hand signal there. And it's got logic. Instead of hope, it's got logic, you know, for his campaign slogan. I thought that was pretty cool. And just run down a list of some others. Yoda. Anyone who's a Star Wars fan, or even not even a Star Wars fan, knows who Yoda is. Little green guy that seems to know everything, be able to do everything. It wouldn't be such a bad idea. I mean, you know, he trained Luke Skywalker in a crash course and being a Jedi Knight, and look what he did. Ha. And, well, just to pick a couple others, another Star Wars one, Princess Leia, you know, she went on to lead the rebellion against the Empire, for all you Star Wars geeks out there. And finally, one of my favorites that I only know from the films because I'm too lazy to read the books, The Lord of the Rings. You know, Gandalf. Yeah, he's a cool guy. Little wizard there, Frodo's friend that, you know, he starts out gray and turns to white, and, you know, and in the end he's triumphant over the forces of evil. But those are just some of the people that might make a good president. Well, were you as unentertained as ever before about this podcast? Well, hang in there. It'll get better. I'll get better, I hope. I'll be more prepared. I mean, I did a better job this time than last time, I believe. I think I just mailed it in last time. Just quick side notes. I can't hear the sounds from the living room, but if you hear some television noises from the background, that's my wife watching HD television. I think she's watching Property Brothers. Before that, she watches House Hunters International. Well, I was more worried about my son being up, you know. He'd probably be laughing out loud just hearing me record this. But he's in bed right now. He has to get up ultra early to go to work in the morning. And I think that's where I'm about to head too, because I got to be to work early. But in the meantime, I hope you have fun listening to this. If you like it, tell a friend. Again, it's just Idiot with a Pod with a Laptop. It can be found on iTunes or on Podomatic.com. And just the last song you just heard there again was Suddenly by Olivia Newton-John. And I hope you have a great day. Coming up July 1st, Happy Canada Day to all my friends up north. And Happy Independence Day. Happy Birthday, America, come July 4th. Till next time. Feel free to leave me a note. The email is idiotwithalaptop@me.com. Feel free to drop a line, offer suggestions, insults, insights. You know, maybe give me some advice on where I can seek professional help. But, you know, feel free to communicate with that to me sometime. And you have a great evening.